Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to BlogTalkRadio.com. Ask Hillary Black, and today is this is Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black. Today is September 6th, Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and we are here at our weekly time. We have a one-hour show from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I wanted to thank you for joining us. And tonight we're going to have Rita Sweeting discussing reflexology, positive energy, breathing, and the White Rose Organization. You can find out more information about Rita at her website at Rita Sweeting. That's Rita, R-I-T-A, Sweeting, S-W-E-E-T-I-N-G, music, M-U-S-I-C.com, or White Rose Youth. W-H-I-T-E, Rose, R-O-S-E, Youth, Y-O-U-T-H.com. Rita's going to be having a new website coming up soon, but she has a huge background in music as well. She's multi-talented, which you'll find out, and certainly she'll be bringing her holistic health modalities that she's bringing into that and will also be on that website. So for those who don't know about Spiritual Roundtable, it is a forum that was created to bring together an eclectic group of people to share their knowledge, wisdom, and gifts in the spiritual realm of body, mind, and soul. Integrating the mainstream and holistic modalities in this venue allows us to reach out to a greater number of people to provide new insights and a broadening understanding of the times that we are now experiencing. We hope you visit us regularly and use this resource to find your own inner light to guide you along your spiritual path, and we thank you for sharing an hour of your time with me and my guests. For those who don't know me, my name is Hillary Black, and yes, Black really is my middle name. And surprisingly, there's more Hillary Blacks out there. Anyhow, just to let you know, But I was given Black is my family name, and it was given to it at birth. And I've been reading since the age of five. Well, not reading, but I've had the gift since the age of 5 years old. I've been reading professionally for the past 20 years. I've been helping people help themselves, specializing in transitioning, blending my gifts through various modalities such as spiritual reading, spiritual coaching, spiritual healing, and teaching. I am an intuitive, a medium, a clairvoyant, clairessent, clairaudient, claircognizant, and empath, and I utilize psychometry, tarot cards, and the pendulum. I also am a magnified healing master, teacher level one, a universal life church minister, as well as a life and business coach, and I've received my coaching education through Coach You. I've read people throughout the United States and abroad from countries such as Canada, Mexico, Japan, and Germany, as well as France, to name a few, and I've made guest appearances on television and radio. For further information about me, my philosophies, the services I provide, and a chance to win a free reading, a free 15-minute reading, go to my website at www.askhillaryblack.com and enter your email. The monthly winner for the free 15-minute reading, which is a $50 value, will be announced here on the radio, here at Spiritual Roundtable, on the first Tuesday after the month ends. So today is our first Tuesday after the month end, and our August winner is Sharon Peterson. So Sharon Peterson, you have 30 days to redeem your reading once your name has been announced. It's also on the website as well, and you will be emailed. And so Sharon Peterson, you are a August winner for our free 15-minute reading. Our next announcement for our next winner for the month of September will be Tuesday, October 4th, so please do look out for that. Now, let me tell you a little bit. I was about to tell you about Rita, but we'll get there in just a minute. For professionals and people who'd like to be considered as a guest on the show, you may email me at info@haskhillaryblack.com. Please put guest consideration in the subject line and include your website and contact information in the body of your email. And we do have some openings for the month of October. We do appreciate your support, and I look forward to hearing from you. Well, actually, the month of November. Being new on the radio show, I do appreciate your patience while we get settled in our new environment. Now, callers, I do have room in the queue for callers who want to ask Rita Sweeting or me some questions. Please do call into the show early at 516-666-9210. Again, that's 516-666-9210. The queue does fill up quickly. We will be answering these phone calls about 20 minutes or a quarter to the hour, between 20 minutes to 10 minutes to the hour before the show ends. Please press 1 if you want a reading. Otherwise, don't press anything if you want to just listen to the show. I wouldn't recommend sliding in at the last minute because I can't guarantee that we're going to get to everyone's call tonight. And if you ask questions and you weren't answered or you'd like to know more about Rita Sweeting or me, again, you can visit her website at RitaSweetingMusic.com or WhiteRoseYouth.com. My website is at AskHillaryBlack.com. Now, just to let you guys know about a little bit about Rita Sweeting, again, we're going to be talking about Rexology, positive energy, breathing, and the Right Rose Youth Organization. Rita Sweeting offers a full range of services to her clients in the packages of Art of Wellness. And she's currently offering Rexology, clinical aromatherapy, herbal consultations, sound therapy, guided meditation, yoga, relaxation, breathing, and vocal therapy. Rita is a certified laughter yoga leader. She also offers Thai massage and group or private somatic exercise sessions. We'll have to talk to her about that. Okay. And Rita, just to tell you a little bit about her background, I mean, she's very multi-talented, multifaceted, and eclectic person. Really pleasure. I actually did meet her in person. Pleasure to meet. She began her high fashion modeling career at the age of 15 in the United States and later went on to France and Italy. She is fluent in French for those people who are listening in Canada and other countries that do speak French. She worked for some of the greatest fashion designers in the world, such as Yves Saint Laurent, if I said that right, Givenchy, Issy Miracchi, and in Rome, Valentino. The training gave her a great stage presence, and as a singer, she studied under Jacques Potier, a well-known voice coach to the local stars of France. She also studied with Marie Vénard and a German opera singer. Rita credits her excellent voice to prayer and Miss Vénard's simple and exacting operatic coaching. The world-famous voice coach of local techniques. Maybe I need to talk to Rita myself. Eva Bartholomew taught her posture and physical awareness of voice to keep her voice clear and sharp. Miss Sweeting sings jazz, gospel, and opera, as well as her own a cappella compositions. She's been a guest in several televised interviews in Italy, France, Tunisia, and Belgium, and performed music videos in Europe. Returning to her homeland here in the United States of America, she desires to open her heart in song to her country, and she will sing for peace, love, joy, and freedom. She hopes and expects to help heal the wounded souls of our nation with her beautiful music. And again, she also does have the healing modalities that we're going to be talking about today as well, and the Right White Rose organization. She's going to be talking about that further. Again, to find out more about Rita, you can go to RitaSweetingMusic.com and WhiteRoseYouth.com. And let's go ahead and bring Rita aboard. So I have her here. Let me find her in queue because our queue, we are starting to get calls here. Here we go. Hi, Rita. How you doing?
Hi there, Hillary. Can you hear me?
I can. I just want to make sure you can hear me. I was on the radio the other day on a radio show that I do the first Sunday of every month, which is Curious Times. I love being on Chris's show, and no one could hear me. And so I had to put my volume on really loudly. And if I'm breaking up and I go in and out, I do apologize. Our hard line is on our internet service. So, you know, it's not much I don't know what else to do about it, but I just wanted to let you guys know. So if I need to repeat something, please do ask. But welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here.
Can you hear me now?
I can, absolutely.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, I'm happy to be on your show. It's nice of you to have me on your show. It's always nice to talk about what we do and especially what we love doing. And reflexology and music are part of what I really love doing. So if you have any questions or anyone has any questions, please feel free to ask me.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple questions before we get the callers on the line. And again, for those callers who want to call in the queue, our guest line's 516-666-9210. I've got a couple spots left. Please do not try to sneak in at the last minute because we're going to stop at 8 o'clock, just to let you know, to respect our guest time. But one of the questions I have is, what is reflexology?
Well, reflexology is it's at the same time a therapeutic way of helping the body regenerate. I won't say heal because healing, by law, we have to be doctors to say that we can heal. So I will just say it's a great way of helping the body to regenerate. To use the reflexes, which are within the body from the head to the toes, to use those reflexes that actually connect with each other from head to toe. They are passing through organs and ligaments and muscles and the blood cells. And, you know, we all have a cellular memory within our body. And so those reflexes that we work with in the feet mostly and the hands. There is also a method called the Fluca method, and that Mr. Fluca added in the ears at one time. So many reflexologists will also work with the ears. But it's a way of helping the body through working and massaging those reflexes in the feet that connect to the reflexes throughout the body at different areas, to regenerate the blood cells, to regenerate the positive chi or energy in the body, to relax and comfort the body and the heart and the soul and mind, and to give a person kind of a new lease on life through relaxation, through manipulation of the reflexes.
So, you know, I've done some reading on this, and one of the things that they say is, and it's, well, let me get back, let me go back to this real quick. You said the feet, they do it in the hands, they do it in the ears. Do they also do it in the face?
The face is not necessarily part of the reflexology touch area, but of course there is always a reflex that goes through the face. There are meridians from the feet to the hands to the head, you know, from the toes through the head, and of course the face is part of that meridian area.
Well, you just took that question right out of my mouth, because that's what I was going to mention, was is what I read was about the meridian lines. Can you explain to us what a meridian line is? What does it do? What's the benefit of it?
Well, if you would just take a human being and as they do in reflexology, there are two sections of the body. There's the right and the left. And so each meridian line, starting with your thumb, will go from inner to outer meridians, starting, for instance, with the solar plexus, which is in the center of the body and the center of the stomach area. And going outwards, there are five meridian points. And, in fact, those meridian points, just to be simple, are crossing through every organ, every muscle, and every ligament in the body. And at one point, that whatever meridian we choose to work on will be connected with all the meridians throughout the body at that point, at that section.
So it's kind of like, is that where the positive energy or the chi, that's kind of like the little superhighway of the positive energy and the chi?
Well, I hadn't ever thought of it like that, but yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. Say you have 10 highways going through your body, that's 5 meridian on each side. Well, then you would have those superhighways, and effectively it can be positive or negative energy. If you're not feeling so well, sometimes those meridians are not in such a positive light. And that's what reflexology is about. It's about waking up the positive light in those super highway meridians going out throughout your body, just to put it in a simpler term.
So how does it differ from acupuncture?
Well, I'm not really an acupuncturist. I really couldn't say exactly, but the reflexology, I believe the acupuncture is a different modality. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. I think that nature has given us all of these modalities, massage, acupuncture, acupressure, reflexology, Feldenkrais, all of the modalities of, let's say, therapeutic, otherly medicine, healing, even regular medicine, nature has given us these to help human beings live and thrive in a better body. So the way that it's different in acupuncture, I dare not say, because I really don't want to get into polemics about reflexology and acupuncture.
Okay, no problem. It's just a thought I had. So what got you interested in this modality, in reflexology? How did you come about it?
You know, I can't say that I just remember one day being interested. It seemed like it was always a part of my interest. The moment I started studying massage therapy, which I've been doing for 23 years also, I heard about reflexology, and it was as though a light went on within my soul, and I knew I was part of that modality of healing, you know, so, and of relaxation and betterment for the human being. And so it's been actually since 1992 I have been studying the modalities of reflexology, and about people who have been in reflexology and some of the different techniques. For instance, the Inkem method is one I'm studying again now, and then there's the Fluke method. And there's a number of people, most reflexologists are pretty much taking the Fluke method and adding in their own modalities. So I would never really, other than the Inkem method, where they are really tied to they're holding the practitioner to a very strict method of working. I think that a lot of reflexologists do add in their own modalities, and it brings it to myself also. I kind of came up with my own ideas about reflexology, being in the business for 23 years and working on clients, and I've had great success with what I'm doing. But I did become interested in the profound technique that the Inga method holds, and that's what I'm specializing in right this minute, actually. So I think my interest was kind of organic. It seemed as though I was grown into it, and it grew into me. Excuse me. And it's a great way, for instance, for diabetics. I myself have had experience with diabetes, and so I worked on myself. I worked on my pancreas and on my digestive system. I work on my my cerebral system. I work on my endocrine system, and I give myself a lot of relaxation and also a lot of recuperation. Also, even though I had bad problems with my feet, as I work on myself, I find that I get better and better, and I have less and less pain in my feet. So the neuropathy, I'm able to deal with that, and I have had great experiences with clientele. Some years ago, I had a man who had literal holes in his feet, and he hadn't walked without a cane in many years. And he told me that it was the first time that he actually felt he could put his feet down and walk without a cane. I was extremely touched by that compliment, and so I continue to research, especially what I can do to relieve the diabetic neuropathy and pain in the feet and hands and burning that diabetic clients and patients and individuals experience.
That is definitely an incredibly helpful for people, I can imagine. And I know that obviously you have to put the disclaimer out there, you can't heal only doctors, you know, you're not a medical doctor. But, you know, what about people who have lymphedema?
Well, I believe that lymphedema, which is a swelling of the blood of the tissues in your legs and your arms, and it can be all over your body. I believe that it is connected to emotions, and it's also connected to swelling of tissue and possibly infection in the body. And I think that the way to work with lymphedema is to take it individually. Personally, I do a consultation where I speak to the client and find out as much as I can about their eating habits. I believe that nutrition is a very big part of it, but it's also an emotional onset that we like to work with in working with aromatherapy. Oils also are very, very helpful. For instance, some of the peppermints and the peppers are very good oils to help to alleviate some of that swelling and massaging, but being very careful in what kind of oils you use, using food grade and diluting them with the proper amount of carrier oils. It's very important to not stain or burn the body. So for me, lymphedema is something that I do. I work with individually. I'm looking forward to working with a few people who I know who have that and studying that even deeper. But right now, it is a question of possible infections, and it is an inflammation of the tissue. So we always want to work with that, with going up the leg. That's what I do. Of course, if you're a massage therapist like I am, and I'm state certified, California certified, you're able to go up the leg. As a reflexologist, you really are only able to go up to the ankles. You're not supposed to go past the ankles. And so I don't know how other reflexologists work on that. There is also the question of working on your pancreas and working on your endocrine system, which will allow drainage, and working on the lymph. So that will allow drainage and allow your client or your or the person that you you know, because I volunteer my time, but to allow whoever you're working on to drain after drinking after what I would do is drink a lot of water, and after the session, that would allow me to eliminate a lot of that, a lot of those toxins and impurities in the body.
Interesting. I kind of agree with what you have to say, actually, and I do have lymphedema, and I found that lymphedema is, you know, I guess supposedly there since childhood, and there's no cure for it, and in the Western Western modalities. But I will find that when I had the first time I got bit by a 12-foot rattlesnake, my ankles, well, I was pregnant. The first time I was pregnant with my second child, 1996, my ankles started swelling and then they went down. And then I got bit by a 12-foot rattlesnake when my son was one and the swelling was there. But again, I had taken some herbal remedies and then my swelling went down again, so to speak. And then when I went through a divorce, and had probably the biggest, I don't want to say traumatic, but the biggest upheaval in my life. My life really dramatically changed. Both of my kids went to college. I was an empty nester. Boom, at one time, both my kids went off to college. And then I filed my divorce. I cleared out my 1,800-square-foot house, put it up for sale, gave everything away, filed for divorce, and moved here from Colorado to California, where I am from. Boom. My ankles swelled up, and they haven't gone down since. So I can understand the emotional part that you're talking about, even though I've moved forward with it. That's very interesting. And, I've looked at Western medicine, and there's, like, nothing they can do. They're just, like, wrap me up like the Michelin Man with, what is it called? The ACE bandages. And that's
ACE.
Not something I'm looking forward to. Pardon?
You mean with the ACE bandages?
Yeah, that's their management. That's their management program. So, and they only have a couple other things that are just for extreme measures. But that's why I'd ask that question. I'm sure there's other people. We have other people in the queue that we're going to get to, and they certainly can ask questions, about what they'd like to know about what the benefits are for reflexology and what type, not only just about the diabetes that we talked about and the lymphedema. What other benefits can reflexology help people with?
Well, reflexology is, in my opinion, one of the super relaxation therapies. I have done massage for many years. I've done myofascial pain release, cupping, aromatherapy. I studied herbology. And I think that of all of the modalities, reflexology can help with everything. In just one session, you can really, through the feet, cover everything in the body. So, in short, reflexology can help with colds to just migraines. And I won't offer to say that reflexology is a healing mode that will heal you. It's not a miraculous wand. It takes time. You have to come back, of course. But I believe in one session you can get a lot of alleviation from a number of problems that you may have, and allow you to go home that same day with some minor and some major changes in your disposition.
Okay. So how does, we talked about obviously the positive energy and the meridians and the energy line, so to speak, the super highway, you know, of the positive energy. Is there any other ways that positive energy is really helpful with reflexology, or is it also, and I wanted to talk about the breathing too. So I didn't want to miss anything else about the positive energy, if there's anything else about the energy that reflexology has to do with. And if not, then how does breathing come to play in that?
Well, breathing is always our center point for living. If we don't breathe, we don't live. No matter how good the therapist is, if you're not breathing, if they don't have you breathing, then you're not really getting better. You know,
no.
there's only so much we can do without breathing. But at
right.
the same token, it's a good question, because breathing, we think we're breathing very often, but that is one of the very important things, for instance, about singing, is that you have to breathe to sing. And that is probably one of the reasons people enjoy singing so much, because when you're finished singing, you are sure to have regenerated some oxygen within your brain and regenerated some good feelings within your body. Why do we say singing gives good vibrations? Because the vibrations of breathing are nothing more than miraculous for the human being. A child, when they're born, begins to cry, but that's their way of beginning to breathe, to cry out, maybe that I'm alive. You know, we don't know exactly what that child's saying, but definitely they're probably saying, hey, I'm alive, I made it. And that's their big breath. That's the big breath they take. And breathing, I use a lot in reflexology. I have my clients breathe in and breathe out all through my session. Although I like them to relax and sit back, I will come in and whisper a note of breathing to them. Sometimes I have them breathe in a very yogic way, holding the hand over one nostril, breathing in and then breathing out, and then holding the hand over the other nostril, breathing in and breathing out. It's a very good way of centering the person, centering the soul, and that yogic breathing allows a lot deeper breath, a lot more intensified breathing. But also sometimes I'll just have this client sit back and breathe normally, breathe in and out while I work. And sometimes I will pressure point a certain area. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Pressure point a certain area and then have that client breathe in that area and breathe out. Sometimes the visualization is important, as we take the client onto a visual circuit of their own health and allow them to really walk mentally through their own healing, so that they're basically taking on themselves. Because everyone knows it's when you take on yourself, you're responsible for yourself in anything, nutrition, exercise, your healing, your thought patterns, anything you take on yourself to make changes and to look straight at, you will get a positive outcome and you will get a holistic healing.
Okay. Let's see. So as we talked about positive energy, and as you talked about breathing, and obviously when you start singing and you bring that joy, and one of the ways to raise the vibration is positive, you know, have to have positive feelings in the body and positive thoughts. Is that part of how that positive energy kind of comes into play with the breathing, as well as the meridian lines, as well as chakras? Do you deal with the chakras as well when you're doing the reflexology?
Well, I do not deal with the chakras when I'm doing reflexology, only because chakra work is work in itself, and it is important to think about the chakras, but the meridian lines cross through the seven important chakras in our body, And so I think that at some point we want to let our client be very focused on that certain healing we're doing with the or healing process that we're working on with the reflexology and the reflexology meridian, all of the organs and chakra being involved anyway. But if we have a person think of too much at one time, I believe they won't receive the relaxation that they need in that session. Mm-hmm. So chakra continuation is a work in itself, and I do believe in the chakras. I do acknowledge the chakras, but I try to keep my clients from having to think about too much when they're in a session. So I think that the chakras are extremely important. Also, color therapy is very important in rapport with each chakra. But I do know therapists that work with color therapy, and I personally have not gone to that extent at this point.
Okay. Okay. So I want to talk about the Right Rose Youth Organization, how it came about. But prior to that, obviously, you do sessions, obviously, for reflexology. And do you do half-hour sessions, hour sessions? I mean, I know each person would be a little different when they come to you. Each protocol would be different. One person may be just one time. Another person may look at them and say, well, for this issue or this concern you have, it may take like 3 months, or it may take, is there an average time? I mean, I would imagine it's different for everybody.
Oh, it's totally different. Like in any therapy with any doctor, of allopathic medicine, you could not say it's going to take this much time before you're better, unless it's like a cold, you can assume. But in reflexology, it's the same as any other therapy. It's individual. It depends on where the client is, where they are emotionally, where they are nutritionally, where they are psychologically, and where they are physically in their life. What are they doing at that particular moment physically that's giving them some kind of disorder or some kind of discomfort? So I would always just take the client. I do a consultation. I do have a general fee that I charge, which is $80 an hour for my clients. But after the first consultation of 1 hour, I really will talk to them about their needs, and we'll come up with a program that will suit them and their budget and allow us to work fastidiously on their program, on their problem, whatever it might be, or on their therapeutic needs.
Okay. So on the Right Rose, and also on your website, I was just looking at it. I just for those people who are listening and who will be calling in, her website is going to be updated. It's RitaSweetingMusic.com. The number you have on this website, is it current? Because if not, do you want to give that number out?
Yeah. I would like to give them my current phone number only because I lost my phone that, and I need to change that number.
Yeah.
But 760-681-7398. You can call or text and just leave your information and explain a little bit about what you're looking for. I also do vocal coaching, which is breathing, but learning to sing also. I work with children from 5 years old up to 95 years old in vocal coaching, diction, breathing, self-awareness, or simply just getting up to give a speech. I will work on a one-on-one basis. If you have to get up the next day and give a speech, or the next week, or the next month. And I'm very proficient in all of these different modalities of working with individuals, and have been doing it, and have been singing in Europe and the United States. And I'm also now still a vocalist. I sing opera and jazz, and have worked with great musicians throughout the world. So if there is a need not for reflexology but for vocal coaching, you can call that same number or text me. That's 760 681 7398, and I will have that changed within the next few days.
Okay.
That phone number.
Okay. So let's go to White Rose Youth Organization, and how did that come about?
The White Rose Youth Sanctuaries is a nonprofit. We are a 501c3 that we have not raised funds for the program yet. I simply brought thought that the homeless youth population in our San Diego County needed some attention. And so 4 years ago, I began taking in the homeless youth and allowing them to sleep over and looking for services for them. And that's what the organization has done up till now. We have taken in about 40 youth, and now we are a 501c3, and we are just embarking on the process of raising funds. I have studied fundraising and grant writing, and we're debarking on with our board and our people who are interested and supportive on raising funds to now open a wonderful 100 to 200 bed shelter in San Diego County. Now, of course, this is still in the dream process because it costs a lot of money to raise. It costs a lot of money to open a shelter, but our prayers are sincere, and we feel as though God is looking on us with smiles, and a lot of people are praying for us. So, we hope to open up a shelter sometime within this year, 2016-17, and to have always these shelters open around the United States, and also we are coupling with people in Ethiopia, talking with them about them being part of our organization. We do also, I'm a songwriter, and so I've written and produced a song called Love is Africa, which you can look for on GoDaddy and buy, and so those funds will go toward the White Rose Youth Sanctuaries.
Okay, and how do they find it again on GoDaddy? How do they find that again?
It's called, just look up Love is Africa.
Is loveisafrica.com?
No,
on GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy.com, yeah. I know that it's
okay.
There and on an international basis, and they're able to buy that, and the funds, anything coming from that, will be safe to work to go towards the homeless project. Homeless Youth Project at the White Rose Youth.
Okay.
And our website is www.whiteroseyouth.org.
Okay.
And we have done three concerts in San Diego to bring up awareness with wonderful artists that have that from the San Diego area and internationally, and we've had a lovely time showing people the talents of young artists here and also speaking about the White Rose Youth and the Homeless Youth Project problems in San Diego. And they're not just in San Diego. It's just that we're starting here in San Diego, but they're all over the United States.
Okay. So how would somebody get involved with your organization? Would they call that number again that you had said, your 760, let me see. 681-7398. They would call that number to contact you and get involved in your organization?
Absolutely. We're open to any donations of funds. And right now we don't have a place to store goods. But actually I'm looking for someone to teach me to do eBay. That is something that I need, someone who knows how to do eBay. So we can take in goods and sell them and turn those goods into funds so that we can put that towards opening the youth shelters. Eventually we'll have a storefront. We don't have one at the time. We had one years ago called God's Little Garden, and you can still reach me at godslittlegarden@yahoo.com. That's a personal email, but you can also just text me, or we will have a PayPal up on the White Rose Youth Sanctuaries soon, within a few days, and you can just send in donations. We are largely happy to receive them, and they will be used for the White Rose Youth Sanctuaries. But you can go to our website also. That is www.whiteroseyouth.org.
Okay. So thank you so much. What we're going to do is now link doesn't doesn't work. Okay. Yeah, I didn't spell it wrong. I'm sorry. I put in the chat room here .com, and I made a mistake. So whiteroseyouth.org. So sorry. And so people in the chat room are checking out your website there. Let's go ahead, and we're going to go because we've got about 15 minutes left. Let's go ahead and go to some of our callers that we have in the queue and answer any questions they may have. We're going to go to 856-776. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And what's your name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. And do you have any questions for our guest today, or would you like a reading?
I'd like a reading.
Okay. And what would you like to know today? Would you like a general, or would you like a specific question?
A general would be good.
General would be good? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And your name again is Laura?
Laura. Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. All right, so let's see what Miss Laura would like to know. So, Laura, are you thinking about a move? There's either you're physically moving or energetically some things are moving for you.
Well, I start a new job on Monday, so I'm excited about that.
Okay.
But I do want to move. I want to purchase a home, and I'm thinking sometime next year.
Okay. So let's look and see if she's going to purchase her home next year. I do see you purchasing your home next year. I don't see before June. They show me after June. So just to let you know, time is subjective. It can move forward. It can move backwards. But that's kind of what I see right now. I do feel like you're really going through a period of really defining what it is that you want in your life to create it and to bring it to you. I do feel, obviously, you're focused on the money. But in terms of finances, of stability. And then there's the Five of Pentacles. I feel like you've been saving quite a bit. I don't know if you've been couponing, but you're saving every penny you can save, obviously, for this home. And you're wanting to be able to have, I feel like home for you is kind of where the heart is, but also it's your foundation. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's very important to me. It's my main focus.
Yeah, it's been, I see
I want,
that main focus.
I want romance, but it's taken, romance has even taken a back seat to it.
Right, and I, right.
Thing.
Well, what is the most important thing, too, is that you really know yourself because, you know, we're going to change as we grow, you know, and as long as we're open as long as we're open for growing. But we change as beings, and the better that we know ourselves and the more relationship we have with us, ourselves, intuitively, and not just intuitively, the better it is when relationships come, because then we can have a deeper, more connected relationship with that other person and be clear about what it is that we want. Because when we're not clear with what we want and we bring somebody in, then we have ambiguity. And, you know, if we come in and the person is not able to commit and we say we want a commitment, where is it in ourselves that we can't give ourselves a commitment? You know, where are we not committing to ourselves? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So
I keep finding coins all the time. Everywhere I go, I find coins. You know, pennies, quarters.
Well, they say pennies from heaven, and I don't know if that's a movie. I think it is. I haven't even seen the movie, but it's kind of what I heard. But the higher amount, I. We're going to have to go on to the next callers, but I did want to say that what I get here is that it's just about you coming into your truth and being authentic for you, and as you live your path and what it is that you want, you'll attract the right people to you, and you will have a relationship coming for you. Right now, you're going to be attracting friends. So the next 6 months, I see you attracting friends and people and resources that will help you, and then they say within the year, that's when I see the relationship coming in. Okay? And it's going to be a really good, committed relationship. All right? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye. So the next person I've got here is, So the next person I'll be going to is 347-463. Welcome to the show. Hi, how are you? Hello? So I'm trying to put somebody on hold and bring somebody back in. So I'm bringing 347-463. Hello? Lori? Hello? Uh-oh. Let's see what I've got going on here. I have a technical issue. Hold on just a minute. Rita, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, because I've got Lori on the line, and I just put her on, put her back on mute, and it's not happening that way, so I'm not quite sure what's going on.
You want me to
There we go. It worked. Okay. I've got 347-463. No, Lori, I don't want you to hang up. You're welcome to listen to the show. How are you today? Hello? Hello? I've got 347-463 on the line. How are you doing today? Are you there? Well, they don't want a reading. Okay, so now I've got 917-538. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, yes, this is Anna calling. I would just like a general message, please.
Hi, Anna, how are you doing? Okay.
Fine, thank you.
I've been trying to contact you because you contacted me in June, did you not?
Oh, and you tried to contact me?
I did. Well, did you contact me on my Facebook?
No, sorry.
A total different, it's a different Anna then. It's a different Anna who listens to the radio show who tried to contact.
Yeah, I think you're really looking to contact with her, but it's not me. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Oh. I'm glad you called in, though. I'm glad you called in, Anna. So, Anna, do you have a question for our guest today about reflexology or anything that we talked about today?
No, I don't.
Okay. Would you like a reading, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like a general reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. So it's a general reading for Anna. Well, I will say this, Anna. You don't like to be controlled. Money is the mind right now. I really feel like you're going through a period of I don't want to say intrigue, but evaluating what direction it is that you want to go. You're learning something new. Here is what I see. And let's see what I get. You're also, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're also trying to, your wishes and desires, you're not quite sure. You're kind of feeling that you're not going to get them. I'm not saying that you won't, but I do feel that it's shifting that mindset for you. Does this all make sense?
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, so I hope that's helpful. And what I have here is the Page of Cups, and the Page of Cups is upside down. So it's like there's certain things that you want, but you feel that you're not necessarily ready, or you are consciously ready, but unconsciously your body's saying, nope, not ready for it, not ready for it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I don't know what I'm necessarily.
Well,
they give me some pieces, but they don't give me everything. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I'm just kind of like my energy is not really there yet. I'm ready. Like my energy is quite low for some reason. Okay, so it's kind of hard.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
So what I have is, as you said, you want a general reading. All they're telling me is if you shift the mindset and really, you know, be consistent, Be open to whatever new experiences are coming in for you. Really evaluate, is this your stuff or is it their stuff? Really, you know, I know you're working on balance. Again, if your energy is low, take some time for you. And again, it's all about balance. I really feel like your cup is kind of empty or has been, and you're really coming into the place of healing, so to speak, because here's the Five of Pentacles upside down, and that's more the healing card, because when you start filling your cup up, once your cup is full, then you're able to give to others a lot more than you are now. Does that make sense?
No, my cup is already full. I'm just okay with that.
So your cup is full, and you just have low energy is what you're saying.
Something like that, yes.
Okay. All right, so then definitely just take the energy for you. Is there any specific questions, meaning, you know, take some time for you is what I meant to say. Do you have any questions, any other questions for me tonight?
Do you see me, a full-time job coming in?
I heard yes. But I got a number 4, so that's going to be 4 weeks. It could be 4 months. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. No, September, October, November, December. I just have to get it to the end of this year.
Okay. Well, then you go. And just, you know, obviously network as much as you can. Put the job applications out. Do you have a specific idea of what you want for a full-time job?
I know exactly what I want, but I may not, you know, work with that type of population, but I just need to get something at this job, and I would like to work with autism in the end, so we'll have to see how it all goes. You know, ideal would be to work for this population, because apparently there are some skills that I have that work well with the population, but I'm not sure if there are any jobs open. You know, I don't see them, but there has to be. So,
well, I do feel that the jobs will come open. I do feel also, you know, call some nonprofit organizations or certainly the organizations that do work with autistic children and talk to them and say, you know, I really am interested in your organization. I don't see anything, any openings now. Do you know of any other places that I can call and see what you can do for networking? Because sometimes they'll hear about a job before they put it on the internet.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I have to network. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anna, for calling
Thank
in. I really
so
appreciate it. You're welcome.
Me
Have
too.
A good evening. Now, for everyone who is listening, we've got Rita. You can check out Rita's organization, the WhiteRoseYouth.org. Sorry about that, guys. I said it was .com through the whole thing, and I apologize. It's a White
it's actually,
Rose. Go ahead.
It's actually a white www.whiteroseyouth.org.
Yeah. .org, yes, whiteroseyouth.org. I accidentally said .com. So somebody in the chat room was checking it out and couldn't find it. They're like, did you spell it wrong? And I'm like, oh, I put .com instead of .org. So and then the other thing is Rita's website is Rita Sweeting, Sweeting, .com. And then
no, music,
.com. Oh, music, yes, Rita SweetingMusic.com, and then you can check out, anyone can check out my website as well, as at Ask Hillary Black. I apologize for that, guys. AskHillaryBlack.com. I want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank Rita for being here as well. We're going to wrap up the show tonight, and I just want to appreciate you being on the show, Rita.
Thank you very much for having me, Hillary. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a good night.
And you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Hope to see you soon. I want to see those feet. I want to see those feet soon.
You're going to. You're going to. Okay. I will be seeing you, definitely, for those lymphedema. All right. Thank you so much. You guys, and you have a good evening. All right. Bye-bye.
And good night. You too. Bye.
Good night.